It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're at Golden Ponds, just west of Hover Road and 3rd Avenue in Longmont, and we're looking for one of the most beautiful ducks in the world, the wood duck. A pair has been hanging out here along with the mallards and Canada geese and mergansers for several weeks. Male wood ducks have a gorgeous iridescent green and purple crest, brilliant red eyes, a bright red and yellow bill, and a burgundy chest that's flecked with white. White lines here and there accent the showy ensemble. An oblong white eye patch gives the drabber females an Egyptian look.
They're right on the near shore. They're just huddled down on the ice, just on this side of the big hole in the ice. And the male is asleep. You can see he's got his head's tucked in. You just see his green crest. And the female, one's asleep and the other one's standing up behind him. You can see her big white eye ring. Well, the reason they're here is it's been a pretty cold winter and there's virtually no open water on our lakes and reservoirs except for the ones that are artificially warmed. And it looks like here there's been a critical mass of birds that have managed to keep a small area of the lake open just with their body heat. But fairly soon the wood ducks will head out to riparian areas along these streams to look for nest sites.
These ducks nest in tree cavities near water and often use nest boxes. If the boxes are too close together, some females lay eggs in the nests of other females, and such nests can have up to 40 eggs. The mother coaxes her newly hatched ducklings to jump out of the tree and make their way to water. The babies sometimes jump 290 feet without injury.
A wood duck is a new species along the Front Range. They weren't reported nesting in eastern Colorado till the 1960s. Since people have learned, especially to retain standing dead trees with cavities in which wood ducks can nest, the population has soared throughout North America. And now we have a pretty healthy number of wood ducks nesting along St. Vrain Creek, Boulder Creek, the South Platte River, and throughout eastern Colorado. Now, is this a good thing? The conditions that favor wood ducks also favor invasion of all sorts of eastern species we don't like, such as fox, squirrels. It's what Tim Seasted at the University of Colorado refers to as novel ecosystems. We're creating new ecosystems that didn't exist naturally, and riparian woodlands along these streams are really a slightly unnatural ecosystem. But as a result, we get gifts such as wood ducks and opossums and white-tailed deer, and we enjoy those gifts.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.